Last month, the State Board of Education approved a controversial change to high school graduation requirements, despite strong opposition from local school leaders. The new policies are years away from taking effect, but concerns among educators are growing. Morning Edition's Taylor Bennett talked with reporter Eric Weddle about what this means for students and teachers.
Before we talk about these new requirements, explain how a student earns a high school diploma now.
Sure. Well, there's a few different ways, but generally, students must complete 40 credits of academic classes, and then they pass a math and English standardized test that right now is known as the I-STEP 10. And they would then earn a Core 40 diploma, and that's the diploma that most students earn in the state. There are three other types of diplomas as well.
Now, the new graduation requirements have been referred to as pathways. And as you've reported, lawmakers, the Indiana Chamber, and some educators think that giving students more options to earn a diploma will make them better prepared for college or a job. So how do these new policies intend to do that?
Sure. Well, basically, it's giving students more options and different ways to meet the requirements. And the simple version is the new model makes students satisfy three requirements to graduate: earn those credits, prove that they have employability skills, and pass some type of standardized test.
Okay, now let's get into the details. How does a student prove employability skills?
The new policy gives a few different ways. They could have a job or internship. A student could complete a capstone project, and maybe they're building some kind of sustainable roof garden as part of their science class. Or they could be a volunteer around town, and being in a school sport or club would also count.
Well, you said earlier now students have to pass the I-STEP 10 to earn a diploma. Would that still be the case?
No. So the state board wants to end the I-STEP 10 and not offer it. Instead, the idea is for students to choose their pathway. So like if they want to go to college or trade school or go right into a career. So instead of taking the I-STEP, they want students to pick a test that would help them fit their goals. So they can earn a credential like in welding or earn a preset score on a standardized test like the ACT or a military entrance exam or earn the Indiana Honors Diploma.
Well, the state board voted 7-4 to set the plan in motion, and you reported more than 200 school leaders, teachers, and others were against this plan. Why were they?
They're not against the idea behind it. They were against how it was rolled out and voted on. They thought there should be much more time and much more discussion of how these new policies are going to affect the schools. And they really are concerned about how it's going to impact rural schools that may not have the ability to have these kind of job options for students to have these employability skills. And they're also concerned about how it may impact special education students as well. And they also just didn't know how much it's going to cost or how they're going to track all these students doing all these different things to satisfy the requirements. Here's Randy Harris of Huntington County Schools talking to the board before their vote.
This graduation pathways, as we are viewing it, it's not more pathways. We had one pathway already called a high school diploma with different designations under that. Now we are creating all of these alternative pathways that's going to be extremely difficult to track, monitor, and the changing of school districts is going to make it even more difficult.
Now, these changes would start for high school students beginning with the 2019 freshman class. What happens next?
The legislative session gets underway this week, so there's going to be some bills introduced that are going to try and reduce the type of diplomas down to one type. And there's also going to be legislation to get rid of the I-STEP 10, so we're going to see a lot more discussion in the coming months about this.
Okay. Thanks, Eric.
No problem. Thank you.